Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of...
It's Sunday night, and this is Web Sleuths Radio.
Web Sleuths Radio.
Now discussing true crime and current events using common sense.
Casey Anthony charged with first-degree murder.
Body found in Rocky Hill.
Man murders wife with totem pole.
12-year-old gets life in prison.
Web Sleuths Radio. Missing persons, crimes and trials, forum discussions.
Now,
your host, Tricia Griffith.
Once again, something that happened that I had no clue was going to happen, and that was that intro playing. It was a test intro that all of a sudden got thrown up in there. Obviously, it's a little bit outdated, but let's talk about other surprises today, as in what happened today with Casey Anthony. After 3 years, did you really think we'd be here tonight discussing a not guilty verdict? I didn't. Now let me ask you something. Did Casey Anthony get justice? No, of course she did not. And she never will. And that makes me really, really angry. Did Casey Anthony get the justice she deserved? Of course not. She deserves to be spending her life behind bars. End of story. Did the jury system work? I believe it did. Now hear me out. Don't get mad. Just listen to me. Okay, I do believe the jury got it wrong. Casey is guilty. But if you step back and look at it like Richard Hornsby suggested we do a while ago, then you'll understand what I mean. If the jury really did not know about this case and the prosecution could not give them a cause of death, if George and Cindy and Casey are all proven liars, how in the world could the jury find her guilty of murder? George lied about a stupid affair. He lied about a stupid affair. Therefore, River Cruz became more credible when she said George said it was an accident that snowballed out of control. If George would lie about an affair, then the jury can conclude he would lie about the snowball comment and who knows what else. The jury didn't seem to need much time to come to their decision. Did they get it wrong? I believe they did, but I understand totally why they came to their conclusion, and I don't blame them at all. The prosecution did a great job. They were fantastic. I'm not criticizing them, but Jose Baez was able to show that this family was so dysfunctional that no one could send a person to their death or to life in prison based, if only in part, on the words of anyone in this family. In other words, you can't believe a word they say, so you have to throw it all out. And once you do that, yeah, there's some stuff left, but not a whole lot. With no exact cause of death, the jury did what they thought was best. So in that sense, the jury system did work today. Now, I know everyone is really, really angry. I am too, believe me. And we're going to get more angry when we see Casey out and about. And don't be surprised if Casey gets pregnant to try and win back her parents' affection. Believe me, there are a lot of guys out there who would date Casey. Now, I know we have a lot of Web Sleuths members listening here. And if you tried to get into Web Sleuths today, it was a bit of an issue, to say the least. And you're probably thinking, well, it's because everybody was trying to get on. Well, that is true, but we had a very serious hacker attack. Apparently, this person was waiting for the verdict, or people, I don't know who. And it was a very serious hacker attack. Our people are working on it right now. Our people, listen to me, like I have this big staff. Adnoit is working on it right now, okay? And then hopefully we'll find out who did this and maybe even have some justice that way. Kimster, welcome, my dear. I see we already have some callers. Is Richard Hornsby here yet? I don't believe he is. Is he?
No, he has not yet checked in.
Ah, well, he's going to be in big trouble. How about if we take a caller? Let's get this started off with a bang. And guys, let loose. It's okay. I understand your anger. Let's just roll with the flow, okay? Kimster, who do we have first?
Okay, the first person that called in tonight is Drip Drop. Hello, Drip Drop. You're on the air.
Hi, Kimster. Hi, Trisha. How are you?
Hello. Well, I'm a little angry and sad and all of that. How about you, my dear?
I'm disgusted, mortified for Kaylee. I think a great injustice was done to her today. I think the jurors didn't understand a lot of what Dr. Vassa told them. I think they should have been able to open that can and get a whiff of what was in there. I can't for the life of me understand, after listening to the calls from the jail and how Casey says, all they want and all they care about is Kaylee. And then she adds on an addendum is, and so do I. Well, she's lied the whole way. She's lied to everybody. And what do you get for doing all this lying and murdering a child? You get rewarded with going home Thursday. And I'm wondering if the Anthonys are going to welcome her into their home.
That is the million-dollar question. Now, they are in hiding. We know that. Because of all the death threats. So you have to wonder, will they? Here's the thing, my dear. Do you think she had any idea she was going to be let go? I mean, she'll be let go Thursday. Let's face it, she will. There's just no question she will be, you know? And
I thought she was thinking that she was going to get guilty of something. I mean, if nothing else, she was the last one aggravated child abuse and improper disposal of a body.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, though? Those are the, I'm telling you, she will probably go free unless Judge Perry can, in good conscience, give her more time. And he might be able to, but where is she going to go? She had nowhere to go. I can guarantee that. What will George and Cindy do? I don't know. I don't know about this family. They are so strange. I can't figure it out. Kimster, do we have Richard? Kimster? Hello? Kim, are you there?
I hear it, but Richard was here before me. So, yes, Richard's here. Hello, Richard.
You got to put him on. You got to unhold him. Is this Richard?
I did. Where did he go? I think the switchboard is playing games with me.
There we go.
Can
Richard, are you there?
Is Westless in like absolute revolt right now? What's going on out there?
Absolutely. We got some really, really angry people out there. We really, really do. And they're mad
don't
at
be
you.
Angry
for some...
people. The system works, even though you don't like the outcome.
Talk to us. How did the system work? Tell us.
Here's why the system worked. And it's not going to make anybody happy. And I'm not saying it makes me happy, but the system worked because the charges themselves were overcharged. And if you recall in the state attorney's closing argument, gave the jury an alternative resolution. They never said, listen, if you don't buy our theory about first-degree murder, here's why you should find her guilty of aggravated manslaughter, which is based on neglect. They never said that to this jury. And I really think that if you think about it, it's funny because I'm as guilty as anybody of being a critic of Jose Baez, but I've grumped the same beat about the evidence against Casey Anthony. It was always based on it was always a reach. The evidence was always seemed to be reaching for something that wasn't quite there, and I think this jury recognized that this prosecution was a reach. The prosecution was trying to get something that wasn't really there to maybe satisfy public desire to see Casey Anthony convicted. And I really think that this would have been a manslaughter case, and they would have said, listen, we agree that we're not 100% sure, but she definitely neglects her child by failing to call 911. You know, that's there. And so that's my answer to you. And as we discuss some more, I'll tell you, you know, there's been things that have been pointed out, like the fact that Jeff Fashion got up there after having written his initial closing saying, listen, Roy Crunch, if he would have really, you know, found the school like Jose Baez says, he could have just walked around the corner and gotten 100 media trucks, but then all of a sudden he gets up there after Jose Baez pokes a million holes in it and says, you know what, Roy Crunk spins a mean yarn, whatever that means. And, you know, and yes, we didn't put Roy Crunk up because we didn't believe him. Well, then if you didn't believe him, then why did you cross-examine his son and basically insinuate his son was a liar? It's things like that that I think came back to bite the state because they were overconfident and they reached with the evidence they had.
Richard, don't you think the jury already had their mind made up? I mean, this was pretty quick. I don't know much about juries. Maybe this is normal. I have a vision of them going in, doing a straw poll, and everybody saying not guilty the first time around. Was this a quick verdict, in your opinion?
It was quick, given the length of the trial, yes. It was absolutely quick, and here's why. But I don't necessarily think – I think – how do I explain this? listen, when you're there 39 days, you don't need a lot of time to kind of digest all the stuff. Every day, that's all you do. Remember, they went home and all they did was think about this trial. So I have a feeling they all went in there and they all kind of looked at each other and go, do you really think that she intentionally killed her daughter? And I think they all said, no, I don't. And then the problem is that since the state attorney never offered them or encouraged them to pursue other alternatives, I think they said, well, are we convinced that she neglected her child? And what I think the ultimate question was this. There's two things I think they really had to grapple with. First, George Anthony. And hello, I think I've been one. And I posted on Web Sleuths the other day, and someone thought I was an idiot. That about how, you know, the car, and if you smell decomp, what's the first thing you're going to do? First was George Anthony. And two is, Katie Mason was right. If the child did die accidentally, everything that Casey Anthony did after the child died doesn't mean a hill of beans. And I think this jury basically said, you know what, we agree with Jose Baez, and the prosecution hasn't convinced us that, you know, what she did afterwards was necessarily indicative of a neglect issue, okay? Because here's the bottom line. If Kaylee would have really just walked out that door and fell in the pool and drowned, well, that's not aggravated manslaughter, because there's nothing that Casey could have done to prevent it, as much as we want to, believe it is. And I'm not, listen, for everybody listening, I feel a little bit let down, because I do believe that Casey isn't being held responsible, but I am glad that the system worked, and that's what I will always say because of this.
Well, I agree. It did work in that sense. I just think they got it wrong, but it did work. I understand what you're saying, because the prosecution, they weren't able to prove it wasn't an accidental drowning, and I think that's the biggest part of the problem. They had nothing there other than, you know, yeah, you could say the tape around the mouth and all of that, but then you have George and Cindy getting up there and saying, well, that's how we buried our pets. Did Casey treat poor Kaylee like a pet? Probably didn't treat her as well as a pet. You know, there's just all these things that come into play, and I think the jury just said, there is no way with all of this that we could send this person away for life, let alone kill her. Okay, Kimster, do we have another caller?
Oh, yes, we do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure, because I've been bouncing around a lot tonight. We have Zoo Mama. Zoo Mama,
hello.
On the air.
Hi, Zoo Mama.
Hello.
Hi. What's your question?
How are you?
I'm great. Zoo Mama is, let me just say something. Zoo Mama is a wonderful human being, and she is big into justice for kids, so I can't wait to hear her question. Let's hear it.
Thanks, Tricia. So are you. First
Thank
of all,
you.
I don't blame the jury for their decision at all, and I just wonder if they weren't overwhelmed with a lot of the CSI stuff that they got, because I think that the CSIs on both sides, prosecution and defense, kind of canceled each other out and with the stuff that they presented. And then another question that I have is, do you think that perhaps the jury didn't want to speak to the press because they know that their decision was so unpopular that perhaps they might be hated for it? That's it.
Go ahead, Richard. I'll let you take both those questions. Thank you, Zoo Mama. You're a sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the primary question she had was the jury's, is that the reason they want to speak with press? And, yeah, I think that was part of it. I also think it's that they want to get home. I think that they probably thought about the fact, listen, they listened to people nonstop during the trial testify about all the money they were making about different things that happened in the trial. I think they reached a decision actually earlier. I think they probably reached it yesterday. And today they were just talking about, like, what they were going to do as far as their books deals that are going to come about. And I think they decided, there's been other trials where the jury has decided to speak as a whole. They didn't do it until after the fact. That's what I think they're discussing today. So, that's kind of my answer to the issue.
Interesting. Do you think they were overwhelmed with all the CSI stuff, with all the technical issues?
That was, no, I don't, because I listened to the alternate juror spoke at HLN today, and it's funny. I don't know if for those of you that catch my tweets, you may remember I said, I've always been critical of George. I think that anybody that's followed me can agree with that. And two, I tweeted, remember when we heard all that testimony about the pet cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
And what in my opinion was that That seemed to me to be more an explanation of that duct tape was a burial tool than a murder weapon, and that's what one of the ultimate jurors was on HLN said. And then George Anthony has always been, his conduct just can't be explained. I don't care who you are or how much you think Casey's guilty, his conduct is equally questionable. And so, no, I don't think it was a CSI. I just think it was a questionable conduct of, okay, the best way I can explain it, I think the case is won for the defense and the defense put on their evidence. I think the defense won the case by putting on their evidence.
And I think everybody needs to remember, and this is the hardest thing for me to remember, Richard, but I'm following what you have taught, and that is we can't think about what we know. We have to think like we don't know anything. And think about the jurors in those rooms, my friends, in that big room. They're all together, and they're deciding someone's life or death or life in prison, and they have all of these different things. You have the duct tape as a murder weapon. You have a duct tape as a way of burying pets. You know, you have George Anthony, who I still like him. I think he's been through hell and back. But he lied about the affair, and that's obvious. Well, then wouldn't he lie about saying it was an accident that snowballed out of control? I don't know, but I think the people that are mad because she wasn't found guilty have to step back and just look and see what the whole situation was. Yeah, she's guilty. I think she killed Kaylee flat out. It was, and I would have no problem with her having the death penalty. But I can understand after stepping back and watching everything and taking in everything and calming down, and that's real hard to do, believe me, and calming down, I can understand why the jury came to this conclusion. Okay, Kimster, I think we're ready for another one now that I've got everybody mad at me.
Oh, I'm not mad at you. Anyway,
okay,
we've got Silly Girl on the line. Silly Girl, you are on the air.
Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I agree with Mr. Hornsby that I said from the beginning that I thought the prosecutors were wrong trying to make this app be. I don't think anybody believes she did it on purpose. All right? I do think that she did something that caused this kid's death. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if George Anthony had an affair with every woman that came to the command center. Nobody's ever going to convince me that he wrapped that baby up and dumped her in the swamp.
I don't think he did either. Never, never.
Okay?
He would never do that.
And to suggest that they buried her as if they buried their pets, to even compare those two things is so offensive to me.
It is.
You know, that being said, I do think the jury got it wrong. I think if they had used common sense, they would have come to a different verdict.
Sure. This is Richard Hornsby. Yes, go ahead.
And I don't mean to. Listen, please don't think I'm trying to pick at you. But do you really think that it used common sense? I mean, think about it. This was 12 people not only agreed upon by the state attorney. Mind you, juror 4 was not agreed upon. They were 12 people that were agreeable to imposing a death penalty if necessary. And now what we're doing as a group, as a society, and this is just a way to think. I'm not trying to say you're right or wrong. I'm not saying I even disagree with you that maybe they should have found her guilty of something. But we're trying to say the 12 people got it wrong and didn't use common sense. And those 12 people listened to all the evidence. They could do nothing else but listen to the evidence. They weren't allowed to talk to anybody else. All they could think, drink, and eat and believe was Casey Anthony and the evidence. And now we're going to say because they didn't render a verdict that we agree with, they didn't use common sense.
I was a legal secretary for 22 years. So I understand exactly what you're saying. And thing is, the difference between – we also watched all the evidence, okay? But we didn't.
You watched all the evidence and then you got more. You got Nancy Grace at night streaming.
Oh, I hate her.
You had evidence.
She's to blame for all this crap to begin with. Pardon my French.
Oh, boy, that was funny.
But anyway, I take everything I see on TV with a grain of salt. Okay, and she did have her guilty from the very beginning, and that was wrong. But the thing is, if not Casey, who? And if it was an accident, I just don't understand why she would have hid the body like that. And you know, and like the other lady said, to not even be charged with abuse of a corpse, you know, it just baffles the mind.
That's not her fault. That's the state's fault.
Right, exactly. You know, I do think law enforcement did kind of screw up here, you know.
But here's the thing. We talked about common sense. The option that was given to the jury of finding Casey guilty of lying, the jury found her guilty. They used common sense. What we're faulting the jury for is not reaching the verdict that we wanted.
Okay, can someone explain to me why it didn't come into the trial, the big fight that happened at that house the night before?
I'll tell you why. Cindy Anthony denied it.
Well, yeah, duh.
But the grandmother knew what happened.
Somebody else knew what happened.
But they weren't there. The grandmother wasn't there.
George wasn't there, was he?
You guys know the evidence better than me, but I do know this. I remember for a fact Cindy Anthony denied the argument. And that's the problem, and that's what we have hearsay. That's what we have all these rules, because, sure, if we get third-hand information... Third-hand information always sounds better than the first-hand information, because that's, you know, you pass the secret among 20 people. Once it gets back to you, it's not even the same secret anymore. It's something completely different. I agree as a person that Casey should have been held responsible for her child's death, possibly. But I think this verdict is more than just Casey. This verdict talks about this prosecution was an overreach. It talks about,
a
lot of other things.
Well, what do you think they should have charged? They could have charged her with that she would have been found guilty of.
Well, what I think should have happened is I think that the Jeff Baxter should have stood up there instead of admitting that maybe Roy Crunk lied. I think he should have said, "Listen, if you don't believe that she chloroformed her baby, you should believe that if in fact her child, George Anthony, was holding her child like she says." The first thing she should have done was run and call 911,
yes,
because there could have been a chance her daughter
could have been alive. I know a kid who drowned in a pool and looked like she was dead, and they brought her back to life.
You're right, you do, but here's the thing. Jeff Ashton and Linda Train verdict never gave that jury any option but first-degree murder. And so while, of course, me and you can sit here and debate about how that would have been a nice thing for them to consider, when you got a prosecutor that's screaming at you and trying to emotionally charge you, and all they say is murder, 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 well, you know what? You're sending a message that, no, this wasn't even a murder. And so that's what this verdict is about. This verdict is, you know, I guarantee when this jury finally does come on show one day, they're going to say, listen, we think Casey was there, and we think that she did something wrong, but we weren't convinced beyond a reasonable doubt. And I've told you guys, and it's on. You can go Google my or search on Web Sleuths my statement. I never forget. I say it many times. Not guilty and innocent are not the same thing.
Right.
And that's something everybody needs to remember. Just because you're found not guilty doesn't mean you're innocent.
Thank you so much for your call, my dear. I really appreciate it. Richard, do you think that the prosecutor? Maybe perhaps was a little rude or harsh, like especially when he was caught laughing. Do you think maybe that may have rubbed the jury the wrong way a little bit?
I thought about this, and here's my take on it. And here's if you recall, and I'm sure some of you sensed the animosity I had towards Holly Hughes, as she basically blew me off like I was an idiot when I said how good Jose Baez's closing argument was.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Baez's closing argument was so good because he does what I try to do with closing what I try to do with juries is I'm not trying to talk to them like I'm a lawyer that's smarter than them. I'm trying to talk to them like I'm one of them. I'm someone that's trying to connect with them and using terminology and analogies that they get with. Like, cut the cheese, yeah, it was really inappropriate, but it was funny, and the jury gets it. The jury gets like, come on, who cut the cheese? Like, you know, like, I think the jury got that issue. Whereas I think what they saw with Jeff Ashton is, he was trying to be so intellectual and cerebral with them, it's almost like he was looking down upon them for not being smart enough to see the things that he saw in the evidence. And
mm-hmm.
that's what. And then I think that when he was caught laughing, and not only was he caught laughing, he was called out in front of everybody by Jose Baez, and I think that Jose Baez is well within his rights to have done it. I think the jury was like, really? This is what you think of us, is that you think your case is so strong that you're just laughing at this guy who's really arguing the same things to us that we're kind of thinking in our head as lay people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I do. I think that played a factor in it. But honestly, I think the jury had their minds made up by the time they got into closing arguments. But
I think
Jose kind of, I really think Jose brought it home. And you know, and as critical as I've been, I'm glad that I'm on audio saying that I thought his closing argument was amazing. And I think that it's because he related to common people.
Exactly. In fact, my ex-husband, who has become a character on this show, he is real, he never watches anything to do with true crime. And he actually called me today and he said, you know, I watched the closing argument of the defense and I thought if I was a juror, I'd find her not guilty. And he knew nothing about the case, nothing. And so it's like, that's true. If you know nothing and you're looking at that evidence, that's what you're going to come up with. Right or wrong, that's what's going to happen. Kimster, do we have another caller, my dear? I see we have lots of callers. Richard, you're very popular tonight. I think someone's going to yell at you, so be prepared.
Yes, we do. But real quickly, I have a quick question coming from the chat room. This
okay.
is from Cherry6905. She'd like to know if Mr. Hornsby thinks cameras should be in the courtroom.
Do I think cameras should be in the courtroom? I don't. Sorry, spider on me. I don't really know. I mean, I don't have an opinion on that. You know, I find that cameras help get convictions. I just think this case was so high profile that it caused it. I really think the case was so high profile that it caused the jury to actually be more critical of the evidence than it normally is. Whereas in a normal case where you have the media, usually I think it causes the jury to feel a bigger need to convict. So I don't really have an opinion on that or an answer. I don't have an opinion or answer. I don't know.
Okay, Kimster, let's go to a phone call or another question from chat room. I'll let you decide, my dear.
Okay, I've got a call here from UK Law. UK Law, you're on the air.
Hi, Richard. Hi.
What's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. But what do you think,
I'm quite pleased that Kimster's remembered my phone number off by heart. Right now, she doesn't have to come in.
She knows you now.
It's that old speed that got me.
I'm actually going to be really quick because, as some people on the forum know, I was, compared to other people on the forum, I was relatively pro-Casey. I didn't really think she was innocent, so to speak, but I wasn't particularly sure she was guilty. So even though I'm a bit stumped by the verdict, I'm not as upset as many people are. In actual fact, the thing that most annoyed me about this verdict was the fact that Jose Bias is probably going to be seen as a bit of a new Johnny Cochran, which I don't really think he is. What I had to ask Richard was, is there anything else that the state attorney can now bring? Obviously, there's a lot of political pressure.
No,
it's
done. It's over. Done.
No, so they can't bring, like, child neglect, improper disposal of a body, anything like that?
No, there's two different principles of state. And there's one that's called double jeopardy, and there's a second principle, which basically, there's not a fancy term for it, but essentially, when you prosecute somebody and they go to trial, you have to prosecute them for every possible crime you could prosecute them with. And if you decide, and then if you lose, because what would happen is, and this is why, let's say you prosecute someone for a few crimes just to see if you can get a conviction, and when you don't, you keep prosecuting them forever and ever and ever until you finally get a crime. So basically, you won by the apple. That's it. It's over.
All right. Is that just Florida? Because I know in the Dali Routier case, they did the opposite. They prosecuted her for one child, so that if they failed on that child, they could prosecute her for the second child. Is that just in Florida? They do it, like you say, with the one bite of apple. I'm not talking about double jeopardy. I'm just talking about having to prosecute all the possible crimes arising from one incident.
But you have to, never mind. Double jeopardy is when someone's convicted of the same crime, you know, twice or something. But there's a second principle where it's basically it's called multiple prosecutions or whatnot. But basically, if you're going to prosecute somebody and you go to trial, you have to try them on all the different charges. And then if they're found not guilty, you can't come back and charge them with more crimes because you're unhappy with the verdict. So it's done. It's over. I'm not trying to be short with you, but there's no other. She's not going to prosecute again. It's done.
Thank you for
okay,
calling, my dear.
Time.
I appreciate
okay.
it. You take care. Go ahead.
No, I just want to ask, I might not be asked anyway, will these sentences run concurrently or consecutively, do you reckon? Because everyone's obviously they run concurrently. She gets out on Thursday. If she runs consecutively, potentially she could still be in there for another year, I think. So I just want to know what your opinion might be on that.
You were breaking up on me. What did you say?
If she'll get out Thursday, or is it possible she might have more time?
My opinion is that Judge Perry should sentence her to time served on Thursday,
But theoretically, he could say she's only entitled to credit for time served from the date she got sentenced on the check charges until today, and then he could run that concurrently. But I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to send her time served, and I think I wouldn't listen. As much as I dislike Jose Baez and Cheney Mason, I think she could walk out the front of the courthouse arm-in-arm with Jose Baez and Cheney Mason.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. Thank you for calling UK Law. We really appreciate it. Let's talk about Cindy Anthony and her obvious lie about the computer searches. It's obvious that she flat out lied, and I understand, you know, wanting to save your child from the death penalty. I get all that. Couldn't truly, honestly, couldn't they charge her with perjury, for God's sake? It's so obvious. I mean, if they let her go, don't they have to let everybody go? This is just, it's black and white here.
Yeah, sure, they could charge her, but what do you prove? I mean, you really
said that she perjured herself.
But that's not the reason this jury acquitted Casey Anthony.
Oh, I know.
The jury acquitted Casey Anthony because they thought that George was a liar. The jury acquitted Casey Anthony because the prosecution didn't disprove the possibility of an accidental drowning. The jury didn't acquit Casey Anthony because a mother and a grandmother got up there and lied because she was torn between her granddaughter and her daughter. That's her own blood, both white.
And I understand that.
So,
what? Who's there? Who's screaming? Somebody's screaming. I understand what you're saying, Richard. But if not Cindy, then who? Because basically, shouldn't it just be, if somebody lies on the stand, no matter what the outcome,
I don't think she lied. That's the other thing too. I don't think she didn't perjure herself, because if you actually listen to her testimony compared with her deposition testimony, it's ambiguous. She says things like, "I'm not sure," "I don't remember." She never says that. And a perjury is very specific. It has to be a concrete fact that completely disagrees with another concrete statement under oath. And if you actually listen to her testimony in the trial, she was like, "I'm not sure, you have to check." So a lot of things you guys are talking about, like, oh, the workers, she was very clear. She's like, I'm not saying that I wasn't at work. I just don't think I was. And here's the thing. The prosecution didn't bring in every day of the week. They only brought in the 2 days that were material to them for the prosecution. So, I don't think she perjured herself, or I don't think there's enough evidence to prove the perjury. And here's the other thing. I mean, so you and I don't mean this in a mean way, you who doesn't live in Central Florida want the Orange County taxpayers to prosecute her perjury, and what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to change venue, because obviously no one in Central Florida is going to give her the benefit of the doubt. So we're going to have to go through this whole million-dollar trial to prove that a mother might have perjured herself. And do you really think any judge would send her to prison for perjuring herself? I mean, do you really think? Not your Nancy Grace persona, and I'm not saying you should or anybody. I'm just saying, you know, that type of ego that's coming out of people right now. Do you really think a judge is going to waste taxpayer dollars to put her in prison to prove what? The once-in-a-century case that a mother shouldn't lie for her daughter? I mean, you have to think about this practically. This Jeff Ashton's going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. He's going to be, he's going to be on The View. They're over this. They're done. They want to move on. Everybody in this case wants to move on. And I think that, and I know it hurts all your viewers and the Web Sleuth people to know this, but you got to move on. It's over.
Well, of course we're going to move on. I mean, believe me, we have there are lots of cases on Web Sleuth that we are going to be dealing with and working on. But you have to understand, this is something we followed for 3 years. And this was such a shock to everybody. And it's not just, I'm talking everybody. I'm talking, we have retired law enforcement, we have retired military, we have doctors, we have lawyers.
Let me stop you for a second. You're talking to the one defense attorney who's been the most critical of the defense team for the last 3 years. I never thought I would be the one who was going to have I know exactly how you feel, because it's almost, even though I know it's right, I'm wrong. When I see these guys, they're going to be laughing at me. So I know how everybody on Web Sleuth feels. And this is one thing I tell clients. There are certain things that are out of my control. And I know, I've never found that I have clients who come and they're like, "Oh, I was arrested, but she stole $50 from me 6 months ago. I want to prosecute her now." And I'm like, really? You know, there's certain things out of your control. You guys got to move on. And listen, I feel the same way you do. And I feel the same way that so many of the followers do. It's going to be embarrassing to walk in and know that even though Jose Zavala is a complete moron, he won the case of the century.
Yes, he
I
did.
I mean, let's face it, this verdict is bigger than the O.J. Simpson case because O.J. Simpson at least had celebrity working in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Anthony was a despised human being that no one had a single ounce of sympathy for. That's how great this verdict is compared to it. It's bigger than the O.J. Simpson case. And a guy that's one of the worst attorneys, I stand for that because I think he grew as an attorney during the trial, and I think he's a different attorney now, but... Yeah, before this trial, he was terrible, and you know, and now he's proved everybody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. We're all looking for someone to blame. We want to blame the 12 jurors. We want to blame the prosecution for not doing enough. We want to blame everybody, but just recognize what was in front of us pretty much the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, well, let's head out to another phone call here. Kimster, are you with us? I don't know if Kimster's still here or not. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a phone call. This is area code 352. Area code 352, are you there?
I am.
Okay,
hey,
who's this?
Hey, this is J&K Mom.
Hi, this is who, I'm sorry?
J&K Mom, can you hear me?
Oh, J&K Mom. Yes, we can. Go ahead. What's your question for Richard, my dear?
My question is, we have been so heartbroken in chat today and just are in shock that this even happened. You know, I think most of us realize that she wasn't going to get the worst punishment, but we were hoping for a more serious punishment than just the lying. And we just feel so deprived because that's what she got, and that because we know more of the evidence and stuff that came out, and we want to know how is this going to affect. We're so disappointed in the judicial system as a whole that it could come to a major case like this, and that this is all that is processed through this.
Well, wait, you're not here, but, and I don't, listen, and listen, everybody that calls, I'm just going to give you a hard dose of reality, and I apologize, I'm not trying to be mean, but you're upset with the judicial system? No, honest with yourself, what you're upset with is a constitutional principle, because when you boil everything down, was the right to a trial by jury that gave you the dissatisfaction that you have now. It wasn't because the prosecution didn't bring enough witnesses. It wasn't because the prosecution didn't spend enough money. It wasn't because the judge was pro-defense. It wasn't because of any break the defense got. It was because 12 jurors, as dictated by the Constitution of the United States, decided the state didn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. So if you're dissatisfied with it...
They didn't even take the time. They were brought over to say, know how long this case has been going on. Those jurors, I'm so disappointed in the jurors. They did not take the time. Even after they've had the evidence, they could have gone in there and examined the evidence, read the report, asked questions if they had questions, taken a few more days, and then it would at least seem like they cared and that they weren't just trying to get back to their vacations and their cruises and their lives.
Taking more than
a day and a half.
But why? They lived this case for 34 days. They weren't even allowed to see their family. They weren't allowed to do anything but live, breathe, and eat Casey Anthony's case. And remember, the majority of the case
was
the prosecution.
It wasn't Casey's case. It was Kaylee's case. This case was about Kaylee.
Well, unfortunately, it was the state of Florida. You want to argue with me about semantics, and I just want to argue with you about the facts. It was the state of Florida about Casey Marie Anthony. It wasn't the state of Florida on behalf of Kaylee Marie Anthony. That's not the way the case was styled, as much as it pains me to have to describe it to you that way, but that's the fact. And now you want to blame 12 people. Remember, these 12 people, they weren't death penalty qualified. They were more prone to convict. That's the bottom line. They were agreed upon by the prosecution, and they sat there, lived, breathed, and eat the case for 34 days. And here's the thing. No matter how much everybody hates Casey Anthony and all these things, and I said these things, I think I can fairly say I'm not saying I told you so because I didn't, because I thought it was aggravated manslaughter. But not one person ever, the state never proved how Casey Anthony died. They never proved where Casey Anthony died. They never proved when Casey Anthony died. They had a theory that was based upon duct tape and chloroform, and Jose Baez raised reasonable doubts as to whether or not the chloroform was actually the result of Casey creating it. Because remember, yes, they did find chloroform, They never found in the trunk, but they never found any of the ingredients that you would use to make chloroform in the house. And they never discussed with the jury about, this is how you make chloroform, and here's what we found that proves that she actually made the chloroform. They never actually did that. Think about that. This trial was completely void of any of that.
But
how she
made. Died. And if you analyze each of those elements,
But accidents happen, and that's the problem. The state didn't convince this jury that an accident did not happen beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the problem. I never thought I'd be saying this. Linda Kitty Bodden said this. Whenever someone dies, we want to convict somebody, regardless of whether or not it was preventable or not. I understand it hurts, but the judicial system didn't fail. And what you're unhappy with is a constitutional principle. And then now we want to blame. Think about it. If this jury would have come back guilty, we would have said they were the smartest jury in the world. We put them on pedestals and we walked them down the streets. But now that because of the 12 people that listened to all the same evidence, but didn't have all the extraneous evidence that we had, they find her not guilty. And now we want to say they're a bunch of morons. I
didn't say that. I wish they would have taken longer. And at least
I think I understand what you're saying.
Going through the evidence and looked at everything.
I understand. Thank you so much for calling. I understand exactly what you're saying. Thank you. And Richard, I understand what she's saying because, you know, it does seem like they just took such a quick time, and it does seem like they already had their minds made up. And you know, I wish they would have taken a little more time, but. That's just me. Okay, Kimster, are you there, my dear? I don't think she's there. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let us go to another caller here. How about area codes? Let's see. Area code 954. Area code 954, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who's this?
This is Wise Old Owl.
Wise Old Owl, how are you, my dear?
I am fine. I am exhausted. I am okay.
Okay,
but
good.
Mr. Hornsby, I'm going to debate you. I am going to debate you. First of all, the verdict, the jury, you're right. It's over. We need to look at this now at what we can do as a society, as a country, to fix this broken system. And I'm sorry, I do realize this is your industry. My industry, education, is broken too. But I have come, I came to a realization this afternoon when I finally calmed down. We have become a society that is based on rewarding deception. And that's, think about it. It gets very deep when you think about it. You talked about constitutional principle. Well, our Constitution is based on the truth, and it's based on people taking the oath to tell the truth.
Our Constitution is not based on the truth, because our Constitution says that a person has a right not to say anything. So how
can
that
be? Well, I agree, and I don't want to go into the points exactly on the Constitution.
You said you wanted to debate with me, and I'm just raising the first principle you said.
Okay.
You said the Constitution is based on the truth, and the first thing our Constitution says is you don't have to say what happened. You don't have to incriminate yourself. So the Constitution specifically says that even if you're guilty, you don't have to admit it. So the Constitution is not based on the truth to begin with.
It's based on people telling the truth. It's based on honesty. We were to seek the truth with this trial. And
that's
when,
not in the Constitution, though.
Okay, but in a court of law, you're seeking the truth.
But we're talking
correct?
Constitution, though. I understand you want to go back and forth with me, but if we're talking Constitution.
All right. Let's move to the jury. Now, with the new society and the new network, that we all can be anonymous. We have children committing suicide over other children texting them words. Okay? These jurors took their duty as a citizen of the United States to perform this function. And yet now they've performed it, and yet they have the ability, they've been given the opportunity to say, no, we don't want to show our faces. We don't want anybody to know who we are. they have been allowed to stay anonymous and move about and go home and not have to answer and accept the responsibility that they accepted when they took on the spot of the jury. The taxpayers of Florida paid for this. And I believe the taxpayers of Florida have a right to hear from this jury. And yet nobody's going to speak. Nobody's going to say what we thought. All we've heard from is one officer.
There is no right in the Constitution where it says a juror has to explain his verdict after the fact. There is nowhere in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, there is a Florida statute, and it's the same statute in every state there is, that says, no, let me finish, because we're debating, and debate is one-sided. And that's why the trial works. And the juries are specifically instructed, you are not required, they're instructed, you are not required to discuss your verdict with anybody unless you want to. And that's the bottom line. As far as them remaining anonymous, they're not anonymous forever. They're only anonymous until they get back to their home county. That's it. If this had been an Orange County jury, they would have been, the names would have been disclosed right away. Judge Perry did to protect their safety. And if you as a citizen who believes in the judicial system, okay, presumably or law and order, if you can't understand that maybe they want to have their safety protected until at least they get home, then I think that's an unfair burden, because you're only unhappy with the fact they're turning a verdict of not guilty. If it had been verdict of guilty, you would have been complaining if defense attorneys were trying to hunt them down and find out exactly what it is they said. And that's the thing. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And I'm not trying to fault anybody. I agree. I'm a little bit upset that the case can't be
held responsible. I disagree with that. If they would have come back guilty, you know, if Jose would have wanted to go after them and hound them, so be it. But I believe, regardless of what the verdict was, I sat here for 34 days. I watched every minute of it. And we never got to see them. They're not people to me.
But that's not new. That's the way it is in every trial that's televised. That's nothing new.
Okay.
You
made a comment earlier about the jury possibly have reaching this last night and sat around and talked about their book deals.
But it happens in
now.
Every, but it's
let's go back
before.
To.
That's, so what? That's right. I think they probably discussed it.
I'm sure they will. But again, is that not deceiving? Is that not deception?
Why are you deceived? You could have gone on that trial and sat in there and stared at him. You could have gone to jury selection.
I'm talking about the jury. I'm talking about the jury saying that and this is completely hypothetical, if the jury last night reached a verdict, they came in all, we've all been speculating, they came all in with suits and ready to go, and I mean, I even heard a rumor this morning that their bags were already packed, which I threw out because I don't know how anybody could have known that, but yet we all speculated how they had already done it. So if they did it last night and they have been sitting there, like you said, possibly had a booker get a hold of them, had somebody get a hold of them.
That's just what I was saying, but who cares? That's their right. Their right to do whatever they want.
I do.
But you don't get to deliberate in that verdict. You weren't selected for that jury.
No. That's not why I care. That's not what I care, because I'm a taxpayer of Florida, and this was my money. Okay, and
money?
I think I have a right as a taxpayer of Florida to care about how honest this jury was with not necessarily their verdict, but their actions.
Hey, Weisel Dow,
yes,
let me ask you
something. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you one quick thing, then we're going to have to go. But I think the jury will eventually come out. I just think they just didn't want to come out right now. Would you feel better if they came out later eventually?
No, I'm not going to feel better about anything, because, like I said from the get-go, and think about this when later on tonight, just really, because I work with children. Mm-hmm. And from a very early age, our society has rewarded deception. From the first time that third grader looks over and steals answers from his buddy's paper and gets an A, and mommy rewards him and takes him to McDonald's, and he thinks it's all great.
Hey, Wise Old Al, there was a juror on there that does deal with children. I don't want to tell you, there was a nurse on there. There was the entire spectrum of society was on that jury.
Oh, I know. I'm not talking about the jury now. I'm talking about the system as a whole.
The system as a whole is that jury, and that's the problem. That's the problem, is that you want to blame the jury when, in fact, the system worked, and you're not happy with the outcome. You're not happy with the outcome. And you say
I'm
you want
seeing
to drop
deception
30.
Being
no, no,
rewarded again.
I listened for long enough. You said you watched a trial for 34 days just like I did, but I also knew a ton of evidence that didn't get into that trial, and so did you. And if you say you didn't or you didn't factor that in your decision, I'm saying you're being dishonest with me. That's the problem. Is that
no,
we
you're
have
right.
so
I
much
did.
Evidence that, yes, I know, and that's why you're so disgusted with the verdict, because you know all these other things that for reasons, whatever, everybody loves Judge Perry until his verdict comes down. Everybody agrees he was basically like a fourth prosecutor in that room. So let's be honest. He was as pro-prosecution as you could have possibly wanted this judge. Okay, he was no Judge Strickland, that's for sure. And all the state got everything they could possibly want. That trial was as pro-prosecution as you could have wanted and you could have gotten. And 12 people that were selected by both sides, 7 women, 5 men, the majority of whom were parents, the youngest of whom was 33 years old, said the prosecution didn't prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt, and now we want to blame them. We can't do that. The system worked. We're just unhappy with the outcome because we know information they didn't take into consideration.
Let's go to another caller. Kimster, who do we have next?
All right. You can hear me now, right?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. Okay, we've got Lisa, and Lisa has been holding for quite a while. Thanks for holding, Lisa. You're on the air.
Hi there. So, by the way, as I watched the evidence unfold in the trial, I was worrying about the same thing. They're not able to put together enough data to present to this jury to allow them to make a decision of guilt here.
Right.
You've already answered one of my questions regarding prosecution strategy, which was why didn't they bring in the big fight with Cindy and the theft of those checks. The other question that I have, and it goes with a ties into a California case, is why did they not bring up the fact, how would they have introduced, and why did they not bring up the fact that she is clearly an antisocial personality? I mean, everything that she does drips of this, and it does distinguish her from the lying family she comes from. Whatever their dysfunctions are, she's special. And when the jury looks for, you know, like means, motive, and opportunity, I think any jury has trouble coming to grips with the notion that a young, attractive female who is a mother, and, you know, she's shown in those pictures playing with Kaylee, you know, bouncing her on her knees, how could she kill her child? Well, if you know psychopaths and sociopaths, you know, totally possible.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do? Oh. I'm out in Silicon Valley. I'm a startup entrepreneur, and I have a family member
who makes Casey look really sweet. I don't know, but I don't care, and I'm not sure what you mean. What do you do for a living? What is your? I mean, are you a qualified psychologist or psychiatrist? I mean,
no.
I mean, what makes you? That's my point. And I'm sorry to be mean. And listen, I'm
no,
a
no, no, I don't, no,
online.
I don't regard. I'm
sitting here calling,
what I should do is I should phrase
no,
this.
No,
I should,
I'm listening.
I should phrase it by saying, in my opinion. In my opinion, she is displaying hallmarks of sociopathy, and
well listen, Frood, I don't mean to break it to you, but and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean, and that was a mean joke, but listen, you saw Judge Perry, he made people be qualified to be experts before they could get up there and talk about these things, and here's the problem: any qualified or competent expert can't say whether or not someone's a psychopath or a sociopath. Unless they've actually examined the person. And the problem is that you have the right under the United States Constitution not to incriminate yourself.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to sit for a state psychiatric examination. So there was no state psychiatrist that was able to do it. And presumably the defense psychiatrist didn't find that she was a psychopath or a sociopath or whatever you want to call her. So here's what we got. We've got basically, mom and pop, examinations or determinations that someone's a psychopath or sociopath, and the state attorney should have presented that. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but that's – so what? Even if you think the jury – I mean, listen, that jury – there's actually people that have worked in mental health on that jury. they would have been able to make his own kind of independent, you know, pop psychology determinations on their own. They knew that Casey was whatever she was. They knew she's a narcissist. They know she's probably a sociopath. But if you listen to the alternate jurors, and that's all we have to go on for now, the real issue in the case is the state didn't prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. It wasn't that they...
I understand. Why do you think then that in the case of Scott Peterson, which also had a dearth of forensic evidence, and again, you're looking at a circumstantial case, why do you think that went so differently?
I don't know. I don't care. Because it
was a
different
jury. Well,
no,
Richard, no, wait, Richard, hold on. This is a legitimate question that a lot of people have been asking about lately, okay? And I think the main thing, my dear, is the fact that they could put Scott Peterson in the exact place where Lacey's body showed up. I think that's the only difference. And if they could have put Casey...
Well, and the other thing was that there was no accidental explanation for Lacey Peterson and her fetus showing up in what was it, like some type of can in the bottom of the ocean where on a boat that supposedly Scott Peterson had been on. I mean, that's the problem, is that there's no accidental explanation for that occurrence occurring, whereas there is an accidental explanation for possibly Kaylee dying. I mean, that's a huge difference. That's a chasm that just can't be crossed. I mean, and that's the thing. Every case is different, and we keep coming back to... And Scott Peterson, listen, just so everybody knows, I never followed an ounce of Scott Peterson case, so I know the basic facts, but I don't know much about it. I didn't fall day in and day out. But I do know this, I know that there are some juries that will convict people even though there wasn't evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, and we know that because there's innocent people on death row that are later exonerated. But on the other hand, there are other jurors that will hold the state possibly to, you know, have a different interpretation of beyond a reasonable doubt. And so my answer would be is that maybe, just maybe, the Casey Anthony jury had a different interpretation of what beyond a reasonable doubt meant compared to the Scott Peterson trial. Or maybe the Scott Peterson trial, the fact that there was no innocent explanation could ever explain how his wife and his unborn child, I believe it was, could get
ended up in a bay.
In a barrel. That's a big difference. That's a huge difference. That's a huge, huge difference. And so if the followers of Webster's are unwilling to recognize that difference, then, you know, it's a shame. And again, I'm frustrated, too, by the verdict, because I still think that she should have been found guilty of aggravated manslaughter. But I recognize that the state attorney didn't really invite the prosecutor, the juror, to exercise any other option but first-degree murder.
Does that answer everything for you? You sound really clear. Are you calling in on Skype?
No, nope. Vonage.
There you go, Vonage. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Richard, you got to be nicer. I'm going to come through there and smack your face.
Yeah, Richard,
I can
nice.
Do that, you know. I have the ability to come right through and smack you. Okay, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Take care. And what were you going to say,
thank
Richard?
You.
No, and the thing is, I'm not trying to mean anybody, but if I let everybody just kind of, you know, if the purpose is just event, then don't have me on. Just have an event.
No.
Call in.
We want you on. We want you to tell us what you think.
I understand. But the thing is, everybody says, the point that I want everybody to get, listen to this, is listen, I'm not happy with the verdict. I mean, you know, because I do think that Casey knows how her child died. I do believe that there's something she did do. But I've also always told you guys that I think George was somehow complicit in it. And I think that, you know, and to me, that creates a reasonable doubt. And the point of, I guess, when I challenge all of you is that you say the judicial system is broken, but it was 12 people that listened to the same evidence that returned a verdict. And if those 12 people would have returned verdicts of guilty, and if those 12 people didn't impose a death penalty, there would be people having parties in the street because they would say, oh, they're the brightest people in the world, but suddenly because they don't return something that we agree with, that because we've had so much extraneous information, we're unhappy with it. And listen, wait until you have a loved one that's on trial one day, and you'll wish that you had a jury that was willing to impose the level of reasonable doubt that this jury imposed. And I don't even think they posed a high one. Listen to the alternate jurors in HLN. It was basic things that I've kind of said when I've talked to you guys before. George Anthony's really weird. The pet cemetery wasn't as big a deal once you realize that might explain the duct tape. The state's forensics were a little bit questionable. I mean, if you listen to them, it really wasn't. It didn't have anything to do with Cindy Anthony lying. It had more to do with the state didn't prove their case.
Exactly. And I understand the emotion, though, that people are feeling, because it, you know, Kaylee got all of our hearts, just grabbed it. She's just was just an adorable little girl. And then when you see the parents covering up for Casey, it's so frustrating. This really is the first case that the internet was able to jump in and be a part of. The JonBenet Ramsey case was the first case that actually came on the internet, but this is the first major case, I mean, that, you know, of this magnitude that we have all been able to get on and to follow. And you know what? We're going to have a lot more. I know you say it's over, but I don't think it is. I think there's going to be a lot more coming out now that we didn't know about that we'll be able to discuss. And we're going to be – everybody's going to be watching Casey. And I think that – I think we're just going to find out a lot more. But, Richard, I think this has been a great lesson, and, you know, you did – teach me to sit and look and think like a juror that doesn't have the same information. And that's really hard when I know that Casey Anthony, like you said, did something, and you're feeling so frustrated because you can't do anything.
Well, I'm glad that you guys, you know, at the end of the day, that the exercise of the system, whether you agree with it or not, the fact that it occurred is something you should all be happy about, because there's a lot of countries there is no jury system, and there's a lot more innocent people that are convicted than guilty people that are let free, like we kind of think that happened to this.
Hey, Richard, we still have a ton of callers. Can you stay for just a few more minutes?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, great. Kimster, who do we have next, my dear?
All right, I have Nurse Beamy. Nurse Beamy on the air.
Nurse Beamy, okay, go for it. Nurse, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Good.
Well, I'm a little bit great.
I know what you mean.
I was a little bit shocked today.
Mm-hmm. Understood. What's your question, my dear?
But I'm actually agreeing with what you all are saying. I mean, you and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
When the state first rested their case in chief, I think I posted that was it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I remember you did. Yes.
I was actually like, that's it. And now that I'm looking back, like hindsight-wise, I kind of wish that law enforcement would have investigated George Anthony more, because Jose Baez really did drive that home on his phone records.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially as suspicious as the family acted the whole entire time.
Right.
And I have to wonder, they didn't put enough up there for the jury to see, like, exactly where the parents were and where Casey was. They didn't even really have a ping expert up there. And
mm-hmm.
I just wondered what Richard had to say about that.
Well, I mean, can I just say I agree with you and leave it at that? I mean, I think you're right. I think Jose Baez's point, and Jose Baez made a good point. And listen, they had a theory that's, you know, it's funny. I look back at now how I made fun of Yuri Melich so much, and I started to give away to my belief in that once, you know, because he was such a good witness. But listen, they were so singular in their focus on Casey Anthony. They never really looked at anybody else as potential suspects, and it came back to bite them. Because listen, how does the state convince the jury beyond reason? Well, they exclude other possibilities. They say, listen. Yeah, George Anthony may in fact be a philanderer, and he may have gone out and cheated his wife, but here's his phone records for every single minute of every single day. Here's the ping records, and we can tell you for a fact that he wasn't here, or he didn't do anything strange, or he had nothing out of the ordinary, etc. But they didn't do that. They did do it with Roy Kronk. They did, you know, and that's the problem with the state, is that it's not proving one theory right. It's also disproving other possible theories. You know, because if you don't disprove other possible theories, you're always going to have a reasonable doubt about what if. So, yes, I agree with you in there. That's what happened. That's what happened to the state. You know, doesn't do their whole job.
I really
think that's where they completely stepped in it, really. I mean, really, truly. Because
well, listen,
if they could have shown...
Don't bang your head against
Pardon?
The wall too much about George Anthony, because here's the bottom line. I don't care if they did find his full phone records and they verified every single whereabout of him. The bottom line is, I posted this on Web Sleuth, and I think it's kind of ironic now, is that, listen, if anybody that's listening to the show right now
Their child, one day they get a notice saying that their child's car is at the tow lot and they haven't talked to their child in a month. And then they go to the tow lot as they're walking to the car, and they just happen to be a former law enforcement officer, and they just happen to 100% smell the smell of death coming from the car. Do you either A, get in the car and take it home and not call your child to see if they're okay, or do you B, call your child frantically and all of her friends until you find her and you find out exactly what it is that smell represents? And so even if they would have verified where George was, the fact that he never did that, that's one of the big questions that the alternate jurors, at least, that have called in have indicated was on their minds. And for everybody to listen, that's one other thing to consider. So far, remember, there were 16 people in the jury, four of whom were alternates. So far, the only people we've heard from are the alternates, and the alternates all say that they would have found the same verdict that the 12 that were on the jury did. So think about it. We're not just talking about 12 people. We're now talking about 16 people that all agree that they didn't prove their case.
Exactly. Nurse Beamy, thank you for all you do. She works quite hard on Web Sleuths. Did that answer your question, I hope?
Yes, and it's a sad day.
It is. It
yes.
really is. But, you know, like Richard has stated, that, you know, this, even though I feel the jury was wrong, the system did work. So thank you for calling. Well, listen,
I do. I have to say that I do believe that the system worked in the best way that it could, and the jury didn't see all what we've seen for 3 years.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well, listen, it's past midnight where Richard is, and I'm afraid it's going to turn into a pumpkin or turn into something, so we got to let him go to get his beauty rest. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. You're always such a good sport to come on and help us and teach us legally. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'll tell you what, Kim, sir, we can leave the chat room open for a little bit longer if people want to chat. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine. You know, I also want to say there were still a lot of callers. We had a lot of callers tonight, and I just want to apologize that we didn't get to all of you.
Yeah.
But please call in next time, because we'll get to you next time, and I'll put you at the top of the list. And I'm really sorry we ran out of time tonight.
Yeah, I am so sorry, you guys. I appreciate it. I wasn't sure if anybody'd even show up tonight, so I am so appreciative and so grateful that you did call in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll just leave the chat room open for a little bit so y'all can continue to vent. And hopefully by tomorrow things will be a bit calmer. And I think as the weeks progress, everybody, we're going to find out more and more and more. And don't think for one second that Casey Anthony is going to have a good life, because she's not. She's going to follow around forever. And this family is totally destroyed and ruined, and it's not something that you know, I necessarily want to see. It just is. So we're going to see some very interesting new developments in the years to come, yes, and even in the days to come. And I may even have a few little interesting tidbits that I can release to you as things wrap up. So everybody have a great night. Next week's guests, again, I have no clue, but I promise you they will be fantastic. We'll see you at websleuths.com. This is Web Sleuths Radio, where we always discuss true crime and current events, but we do it with common sense, for goodness sakes. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.